This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome to the program. Already in progress. Final hour on this Wednesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Our good buddy, Gilbert Arenas, one of the great scorers during his era in the NBA. He's got a podcast. He had Zion Williamson on. I'll give you a little sampling of Zion Williamson, who doesn't do many interviews. And he talked about the struggles of dieting. Here's Zion Williamson on Gilbert Arenas' podcast.
Is it hard to diet at your age?
Jeez.
Be honest.
Since it's you, I'll be real. There are times when I will say that, man, that's hard. Mm-hmm. It's hard, man. Like, you 20, 22, got a lot of money. It feel like all the money in the world, man. It is hard, but I'm at that point now where, because of certain things, I'm putting back, like, the wisdom around me, a bunch of, like, I don't want to say older because they take offense to it. And I'm just putting people around me with wisdom, put me on game to certain things, and just go from there, though.
We'll talk to Gilbert Arenas. I think this was a surprise that Zion joined him on his podcast here. It's called Gil's Arena with Gilbert Arenas, but we'll talk to him about that. By the way, they're champions in the paint, in the pocket, showing off their skills on the green. The Stars come out. Lake Tahoe, American Century Championship. And that'll be 2:30 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. I think they start tomorrow with the opening round there. Great event. A lot of fun. Beautiful place. But that water is cold. Lake Tahoe, it's cold. And it looks like it, you know, the weather is warm, the setting is great, but when that snow melts there and it goes into the water, it stays cold for a long, long time. You're like, man, that looks refreshing. And when I played there, and you come down the 17th hole, so you tee off, and there are people there with their boats. Nobody's in the water, but they're all on their boats, and it looks so refreshing. You've been out there all day walking in the sun playing golf, and you just want to take a dip, and then you realize it is really cold. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at DP Show. National League wins its first All-Star game since 2012. We just had Johnny Bench, the Hall of Fame catcher, on last hour. He mentioned the 1971 All-Star game, and that's when Reggie Jackson hit one of the longest home runs in All-Star history, and would have hit it out of Tiger Stadium. It hit the lights, and 23 players and managers from the 1971 All-Star game would make it to the Hall of Fame. No other All-Star game has featured more than 20 eventual Hall of Famers. Here are the players who were in that and the managers. Rod Carew, Brooks Robinson, Luis Aparicio, Frank Robinson, Carl Yastrzemski, Reggie Jackson, Al Kaline, Harmon Killebrew, Jim Palmer, Johnny Bench, Willie McCovey, Hank Aaron, Willie Mays, Willie Stargell, Lou Brock, Ron Santo, Tom Seaver, Steve Carlton, Fergie Jenkins, Juan Marichal, Roberto Clemente, Earl Weaver, and Sparky Anderson were the managers.
Start of the day, start of the day, start of the day, start of the day. This is the start of the day.
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. 17 players won MVP awards who were in that All-Star game. 7 pitchers won at least one Cy Young award. Last night, you had a little bit of drama there, but the National League ends up winning it 3-2 in Seattle. You know, it's still the topic of the second half of the season, or at least for the next couple of weeks, is going to be Shohei Ohtani, what the Angels do or don't do. Johnny Bench said that he would trade Shohei Ohtani. It feels like everybody now is at the point where you got to trade him. Jeff Passan, when he joined us, Harold Reynolds had him. I think it's changed in the last month. It feels like a month ago, all right, they're in the wild card race here, maybe. But are they a true contender? You know, it might just be this year, or are they building on something here? And then Trout gets hurt, and then he's out for another month. You lose 9-10, and now all of a sudden you're at the crossroads here. What do you do? Would I want to be known as the guy who traded Shohei Ohtani? No. If I won a title after we had traded him, then you could say it was worth it. But you have to have confidence in, you know, Johnny Bench was talking about everybody should look at the Braves blueprint. Well, you have to have the right people in position to draft these players, to sign these players. You can have money, you can have draft picks, but you have to have the right people. It's just like Portland. If you're going to trade Dame Lillard, I got to trust the people who are trading him that we're going to be better. And if you're not, And I go back to the Milwaukee Bucks traded Lou Alcindor, who, of course, became Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And at the time, you know, he just wanted a title, but he wanted to play on the West Coast, played his college ball at UCLA. Well, what are you getting in return for him? And at the time, I thought, okay, they got a pretty good haul of some players here. Junior Bridgman was in there. Dave Myers, who played at UCLA, was in there. Was Marcus Johnson involved in that as well? They got a big man, maybe Elmore Smith. And I thought, okay, if you're going to trade him away, what are you getting in return? When the 76ers, or the Warriors at the time, traded away Wilt. And I was like, okay, who are you getting in return? I think they got Daryl Imhoff and Archie Clark. That's not a good trade. Even if you wanted to get rid of Wilt, you still have to get value in return. And Daryl Imhoff was a journeyman center. Archie Clark was a decent player. When the Royals traded Oscar Robertson, one of the great, one of the top 10 players of all time, they got Charlie Polk and they got Flynn Robinson. That was it. I don't even think they got draft picks. And I went, wait, we traded away Oscar and we got those guys? Yeah. But so you have to make a smart move. You might not be able to afford, or you want to keep Ohtani. Does he make you relevant? Yes. Does he make you better? Can you be better if you just say, all right, we're going to send him to the Dodgers. We're going to deplete their farm system, and we also want a young player who's already established. Whatever you're asking for. If in the, you know, those 3 years afterwards, now Ohtani's going to crush, and the Dodgers may win 3 World Series titles. But the Angels aren't winning a World Series. Not anytime soon. But if you build something and 4 years from now, you have money and you have some free agents, you have young talent. You know, the Reds won't be able to hold on to all this talent. But they do have the talent. They drafted some really good players. If you're the Angels, you could hold on to these players, and then maybe you could build something. But as it is now, do you want to be relevant and a curiosity on the periphery of being a playoff team? Then keep Shohei Ohtani. But if you want to roll the dice and say, all right, let's try to build a championship here, then you got to trade him. Yeah, Paul.
It's apples and oranges. But remember Albert Pujols was 31 when the Cardinals let him go?
Yeah.
They got all of his 20s, and they got it for very little money. Ohtani just turned 29 years old. So they got all his 20s. The past 3 years, he's been a phenom. Everything's worked out, pitching and hitting. But in 5 years from now, do you think Ohtani will be a full-time pitcher and hitter at age 34?
No.
Okay. So,
the Cardinals had one already.
Yes.
So they could get rid of Pujols. That's where you have trust in an organization.
Right. But I guess what I'm saying is, if Ohtani in 4 years is not a full-time pitcher and hitter, he's just a great pitcher or a great hitter, then, and you believe that, then you should also, another reason to trade him. He's going to be 30 next year. That's another reason to consider trading him. And then a big one is, you don't know if he's going to join your team, which means you
have. Well, you're going to have to sign him for a 10-year deal.
Yep. The biggest deal.
Yeah, so you're going to sign him as a two-position player.
Which he may stop being.
And he might not be, or he might not be as good. I mean, the odds are, will he be able to be a healthy pitcher for the next 5 years? As a hitter, you would think that he would still be a great hitter. But 5 years is an eternity. 10 years is, but that's what he's going to ask for. It's going to be 10 years, $600 million. Yeah, Paul.
And his upside is equal to his downside. If he has Tommy John surgery, that means you lose your best pitcher and best hitter for a calendar year.
Yeah, I would trade him. I would trade him if I had confidence in my front office that they're going to be shrewd in what they ask for and being able to draft players. But when you draft a player, you got to wait a couple of years. You had two guys who just won the College World Series. Teammates went back-to-back. We may not see them for 2 years. They're going to the minors. Hey, number one pick, congratulations. You're going to the Pirates minor league double-A team. Yeah, Marv.
If I'm the Angels, I ask for the number one pick in the draft for the next 3 years. I involve MLB in this somehow. No. I'm going to need the first pick in the draft.
Yeah, I don't know if it works that way, but, special situations for special people or something like that. A poll question for the final hour there, Seton O'Connor, is going to be...
Well, Dan, something interesting has happened with the one from the first hour. We had should Barry Bonds be in the Hall of Fame? And 70%, 72% of the Twitter audience said yes. 70% of the website audience said no.
Okay, well, the website people are smarter.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
I wonder if that's like a different age demographic or if... Mm. What is it that the website crowd is very much against it, but the social media crowd is into it?
I'm not sure.
You're not?
I'm not. Just that, as you guys have said all along, the people on the web are smarter. I mean, I think that's what it comes down to.
Yeah.
Yeah, Todd says that all the time.
Yeah, I also tell you not to take phone calls, but you do it anyway.
I know. Need to. The Jets are going to be on Hard Knocks. Yay. Man. Was there another choice? Yeah, Paul.
They could have had the Lions and the Bears, and those don't play. Lions are lovable, but...
Well, we already had the Lions.
Yeah, they could have gone back. Here's a question. Right. Because I know a couple guys that work on Hard Knocks, and they try to feature players, but the players have the right to not be featured. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't avoid being shot at practice or in meetings and stuff. If you were Zach Wilson and Hard Knocks asked you to be one of the feature people, do you participate?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. 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 Absolutely. Yep.
Isn't he a guy who has to downplay everything right now? Stay out of the camera, stay away. His story's interesting, and I like to see it. But if he was asked to participate.
I think we want to see him mature. I think we want to see him on camera, that he is listening, he's absorbing all of this, he's learning from Aaron Rodgers. And maybe you get Aaron Rodgers, say, little buddy, and help him out a little bit there. But I'm fascinated with him, not necessarily his talent, but just the ability to be able to come back from that. I mean, he got humbled, humiliated. And I'd love to see that would be a storyline of him coming back really off the field of being mature and understanding exactly what it takes to be a quarterback. Don't tell me you're a great quarterback. Show me you're a great quarterback. He looks like a character in a Disney movie about a quarterback. Like he's Zac Efron. be like, all right, okay. Oh, yeah, he's got some decent acting skills, some athleticism. What was the movie that he was in? Yeah, Marv?
High School Musical.
Yeah, High School Musical.
The trilogy.
Yeah. And I watched him, and I go, okay, he's got a little bit of athleticism there. That's what Zach Wilson reminds me of. He's sort of Zac Efron of the NFL. Yes, Tom.
But one slip of the tongue, one misguided comment, one rolling of the eyes, or just I don't know how much you want to talk or have the camera
team
on
does
you.
Have final say.
I think he has more to lose than win by having okay. too much camera time at this point.
Well, you can't win by losing.
That's true. That's a very valid point.
Trent Dilfer. I'm still fascinated by this this beef. Asante Samuel saying the New York media will take your career to another level because Sauce Gardner's getting all this attention, and then Darrell Revis got involved in this, and then Asante Samuel and Darrell Revis are going at each other, and then they want to maybe get into the boxing ring to settle this. Darrell Revis said to Asante Samuel, quit being a hater when it comes to rising stars at the cornerback position. Be mad at the voters who never considered you shutdown. Never was inspired to watch film, but something does jog my memory. I do remember we played the Falcons and Rex Ryan made a highlight clip of you being double moved on almost every single route. I recall Rex saying to the receivers in our weekly team meetings, if he lines up across from you, double move him every time. Goes on to say, a high school cornerback could have picked off that pass. He dropped an interception in the Super Bowl loss to the Giants.
That's a scoreboard one. Yes. That one you can't really argue.
This goes to show you ain't elite. Could have been a hero, but you choked and cost your team and Tom Brady another Super Bowl.
You know, Darrell Revis has only 29 career interceptions.
They never, well, nobody wanted to go throw to Revis Island.
And it appears they threw it to Asante Samuel because I think he's got over 50 career interceptions.
Okay.
Leaders.
But the New York media is not the reason why Sauce Gardner was defensive rookie of the year.
Oh, but playing in New York is puts a good light or bad light on you. Big
yeah,
time.
Okay.
Samuel's right.
No, he's not.
That the New York media helps propel you to national coverage?
But the New York media, how many votes did they have for Rookie of the Year? They didn't vote him for the Rookie of the Year. You get, what, one or two people covering the team and they get to vote on it?
I thought what he's
and
trying...
everybody else?
I thought what Samuel was trying to say, that if you play in New York, you get more coverage for being good. You get treated as if you're great. Like Derek Jeter's stats. Now, he won, of course. You know, if Derek Jeter did the same exact stats we talked about this in Kansas City, if Darrell Revis was playing for Carolina for 12 years with those, you know, I don't think he would get not near the coverage. I think that's what Samuel's saying.
Well, Asante Samuel was playing on a big stage with the greatest quarterback and coach of all time and playing in meaningful games. I mean, he was playing in bigger games than Darrell Revis was. Nobody went in Revis's direction.
Yeah, Asante Samuel played in the playoffs 9 different times in his career. He's a 5-time Pro Bowler and 51 interceptions, twice as many career interceptions as Darrell Revis.
Yeah, but I don't know why there's a beef here. I don't know why that they all can't coexist here. Asante Samuel is not Darrell Revis, and Sauce Gardner was Defensive Rookie of the Year. So I don't. It kind of came out of nowhere. I was like, now they want to get in a boxing ring? What's that going to settle? Slow day today.
I mean, Asante Samuel's essentially saying that Sauce Gardner's not good, that he's garbage.
He's not as good.
He's only good because he's playing
yeah.
in New York, just yeah, like Darrell Revis.
But you had, I think you had coaches, players, you know, they voted on this. And members of the media.
If two defensive backs are in the boxing ring, are they just backpedaling the entire time? Little choppy steps backing away from each other? Those are choppy
That's
steps.
Funny. Yes, Marvin.
Is Sauce Gardner going to be in Darrell Revis's corner during the boxing match?
I would hope so.
Like, all right, let's go.
I would hope so. All right, we'll take a break. Gilbert Arenas, we'll talk hoops with him. We'll get his thoughts on James Harden, also Dame Lillard, and his conversation with Zion Williamson. We're back after this on the Dan Patrick Show. Sleep Number. Make sure you find out. There's so many things you can find out. You go to a Sleep Number store, sleepnumber.com. Because this isn't just like, hey, here's a mattress and a pillow. Go to sleep. It's scientific. And I didn't realize this until speaking to them and understanding that this is taking sleep to the next level. Every great day starts the night before. And they have smart beds that learn how you sleep so then you can sleep better. They have adjustable firmness on each side, so that's two beds in one. They have tips for how you get to sleep better, how you stay asleep longer, trouble falling asleep, sleep too hot or too cold. They actually have temperature adjusting beds and bedding to help you sleep just right. If your partner snores, they have technology for that, the Partner Snore technology. Sleep next level. Unlock your unique potential with a smart bed that can perform as well as you. Save $1,200 on Sleep Number's most popular 360 smart bed, plus special financing for a limited time only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com/Patrick. See store for details. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth with NetSuite. You reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories. For 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Kevin Hart has taken the stage in Vegas for Reality Check. First stand-up special in 3 years. He's at the top of his game. Brand new hour-long, unfiltered, unapologetic comedy stream. Reality Check now, only on Peacock. I saw where Kevin Hart was standing next to a Stanford women's basketball player. She might have been the Pac-12 player of the year, co-player of the year. She's 6'2". He's 5'2". It almost looks like, you know, Victor Wembanyama is, you know, standing next to Manu Ginobili, where you're going, wow, that's a big difference between those two. Saw this story. Our good buddy, Gilbert Arenas, in his podcast, Gil's Arena, hosted by Underdog Fantasy, live basketball show on YouTube, where anything can happen. And that's exactly what happened. Zion Williamson showed up. I don't know if he was scheduled to show up, but Gilbert Arenas, the former All-Star, co-host of Gil's Arena, joining us on the program. How did this come about that Zion Williamson just dropped in?
He just literally dropped in. We were actually talking about him. We were talking about you know, the weight and the problems and having chefs and being an NBA player and being young. And while we're in the middle of that, he's walking past the window. And then he just, like, he sees us. He's like, yo! And then he decided to come on in.
Okay. Asking that question about dieting can be a sensitive topic. You know, we find out if we're fat shaming somebody. How much thought did you give to that of actually asking him about dieting?
None. You know, we're athletes. It was always a concern of mine with him. When everyone was talking about 285, he's a beast. And I'm like, 285 at 19, that's probably going to be a problem in the NBA because he hasn't touched the NBA weight. He hasn't went through the NBA schedule where we're doing more sitting than college, right? We're drinking Gatorades. We're on planes late night where we gain pounds during the season. I had a problem with that, right? I was at 224. I came in at 206 in training camp. By January, I was 224, and I was freaking out. I had to figure out, what am I doing wrong here playing 42 minutes a game?
But can you follow LeBron's regimen? I mean, you got to be disciplined, but LeBron's figured this out, Gilbert.
Yes, he has. He's very disciplined. He's very self-aware. But he's figured it out later on in his career. And you remember, there was a time where LeBron was 285. Remember, we was doing comparisons of the first time he was in the Olympics, and we're like, you know, he's, you know, 2 inches taller than Carmelo. He's the same weight, right? He was on the heavier side, and he had to make that conscious decision. If he wanted to be a longevity player, he had to dial it down. So, you know, I think Zion now has realized that, you know, his biggest challenge will be, you know, maintaining a good, healthy weight for himself.
Yeah, I've said all along that his biggest opponent is himself, and, you know, trying to figure that out. You know, Charles Barkley went through this. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're the round mound of rebound in college, and then you get to the pros, you know, Moses Malone kind of had to wake him up. Do the Pelicans have somebody who can sort of grab Zion and say, let's go through this together, or you've got to do this if you want to have any kind of longevity in the NBA?
Yeah, you know, at the age, and, you know, I know some people's like, well, you're making it easy for him. No, I'm trying to make it easy for him. And the easy part is he's going to need help because the age, that this is not an age where we're eating salad and kale and carrots and drinking water. Like, that's not that age. Like, when we were all 23, 24, we were still eating hamburgers. So he's going to still eat on the healthier side with steaks and stuff, but this is more lean fish, and his body is not ready for that. That, you know, that is going to be a shell shock to him, and it's going to be miserable. And to lose weight, it can't be a miserable experience. It still has to be fun for you to stick with that diet. Like, I'm still having trouble breaking soda and donuts and cookies here and there. So it's one of those things where, you know, there has to be a player that's with him, that's helping him along, that has the same problem. And it's one of those two-man tandems. But you can see that he's really aware of it, and he's trying.
Did you talk about any of the other social media stuff with women with him?
No. And if anybody noticed, you have three NBA players there. We didn't even think of touching that subject because we know – if that was us, we wouldn't want that to be talked about. This is one of those things where it was on a fly moment, right? No one expected it, but we all had the same sense of whatever he's going through personal in his personal life, leave it there. Let's keep it basketball related. Let's keep it to, you know, what's really important here, right? We all have and made bad decisions when it comes to the women we choose. You know, we're not perfect here. But that has nothing to do with how to perform. You know, we need you on that court to be who you are.
He's Gilbert Arenas. His podcast is Gil's Arena, and it's on Underdog Fantasy. Rashad McCants and Brendan Jennings, Josiah Johnson is on that podcast as well. If I said you could have Zion for the next 5 years or John Morant for the next 5 years?
Oh, man. And I get to train them?
Yeah, because both need some help.
Yeah, if I'm training, that means I can watch, you know, my asset. If it's mine, then I'll take Zion.
Really?
Yeah, because I'll make sure that, you know, he's on the right track all the time. I'm going to micromanage the asset. I'm going to make sure that he has the right people around him. He has the right, you know, staff, even when he gets home.
That's the same thing with Ja, though, Gil.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the same. You know, the kids, it's going to get worse for the NBA with young players because the money's going up, right? So that's more money. You know, there was a point where, you know, before 95, players can come in, unproven players can come in and sign, you know, 40, 50, $80 million deals. And then in 95, they cut it down and had rookie salary caps. Well, now you have like LaMelo Ball, you know, 2-3 years in, $260 million, yeah. Right? All of this money is like giving, you know, 100, 200, 300 million to an early frat kid where he's in his party days, right? It's kind of dangerous.
How would you have done with that kind of money?
Well, we see what I did with the money I had.
What's the most money you spent on something you look back and go, what was I thinking?
Probably the Hugh Hefner's grotto pool. You hear about the grotto, and I found the guy who did that, and I said I want it, but bigger.
Wait! You had him replicate the grotto at the Playboy Mansion?
Yes. but the problem is I don't have the Playboy bunnies.
let's play guess how much that cost. Paulie, I'll start with you. What do you think that the grotto at Gilbert's house?
Gilbert's grotto? I'm going to go $225,000.
Oh, I think you would laugh at that.
Really?
Yeah. That's probably just the furniture. Todd, what do you think?
$783,000.
All right. Seton, what do you think?
Hold on. We're just talking about the grotto part?
The pool.
The whole
pool.
Dang, man. That's crazy. I don't want to be insulting. I'm going to say $75,000.
Oh, you're being insulting. Yeah. Yeah. The pool skimmer probably is more than that.
I'm just going with the rock formation part. That's all.
Yeah.
$75,000.
Yeah. Marvin?
1.2.
I was going to say $1.5 million.
It's about 700.
Oh, 700. Okay.
I went over. I said 783.
Good for you.
Oh, only 700,000. That sounds like a bargain.
That's what I said. 75.
You didn't have.
You started off by saying, you know, kind of stupid purchase that you made.
Yeah. Did you have to run it by? Were you married at the time?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Dame Lillard has taken away the bargaining power of the Portland Trailblazers. So, how does Portland get something out of this that they can say this is a win-win situation? Like, what's Portland do to say to their fan base, we traded him, this we got what we think will make us better?
They both have their bargaining chips, right? You know, Dame wants out. They're like, okay, we're going to grant it, but we want something back in return that's fair for you. I mean, for us too. This is a business. So at the end of the day, they don't have to trade him.
Yeah.
Like we all assume that if we don't trade you, you're going to come back here and do what? Sit, destroy your worth. It's your worth still, right? So if you want to be traded for the value you have, you still have to play. There's really, you know, so it's easier if we can get them out now before the season starts. So the guys we have now has a fresh start versus, you know, taking a backseat to Dame. And then when he leaves, you know, like you'd rather give the Sheldon and Scoot the ball from tip off versus Dame starting with it and then handing it off to him after he leaves.
What did you think of Victor Wembanyama?
Love the skill set. You know, the adjustment period, you know, from, you know, France to now, there's going to be, we're seeing that he's adjusting game by game. From now to training camp is going to be an adjustment. From the training camp, first preseason game till the opening game is going to be a different adjustment too. So we're going to see different levels. We're going to see, you know, right now we should just, you know, look at the little things he's doing, you know, throwing it up, re-tipping it back. You know, we're going to see some of those very great highlights. And by January, I think he would be in full motion of what we should expect. He said something very interesting in his press conference. He said, it's less physical, which we all assume that coming to America is more physical for you, not realizing how he described EuroLeague. Everyone is on the ground. No one's flying. So because everyone's on the ground, everyone's battling. There's more pushing. There's more shoving.
Mm-hmm.
In the NBA, everyone's trying to jump over you, run around you. So to him, it's less physical for him than it was when he was overseas.
Who was the guy that you had to adjust when you faced him? Because Wembanyama with that wingspan, you know, you don't see too many of those guys and the ability to be on the perimeter as well. Was there a player where you go, oh, my God, I got to readjust where my release point is?
I mean, when you're driving, it was Shaquille O'Neal. We had Yao. You know, you had to be going in that lane versus Yao. You know, he's not going to hit you with the body, but you had to go over, you know, the long arms. Karolinko, for some reason.
Well, he had a pretty good wingspan.
Yeah, he had a pretty good wingspan, and he jumped, and it was just so awkward that you never knew when it was coming, right? So those three players stuck out the most.
Yeah, I just can't imagine, you know, when you're with these guys in a social setting like Shaq, but to see him on a basketball floor where there's certain dimensions and you have to abide by those dimensions when you're going down the lane against him, I would you be more concerned about him blocking your shot or just knocking you to the ground?
With Shaq knocking you to the ground, because half of Shaq's defense was you not coming in here. So that first foul that Shaq was going to give you was going to be hurtful, right? It was going to hurt. And now you're second guessing, do you want to actually go back and catch that part two? So that was part of his great defense, that he's going to let you know what's in here. So now you can second guess. With Wimby, it's going to be more just trying to block your shot. So he's going to get dunked on a lot because he's going to give them the opportunity to try to come in there. Shaq wasn't giving you the opportunity.
Yeah. I never thought of that, that Shaq purposely was going to hit you hard.
Mm-hmm.
Just
yeah. So you wouldn't want, like, you know, like guys like Vince, you're like, oh, Vince is going to dunk on Shaq. He hit you hard one time. You're like, I'll do these floaters and these jumpers.
Did you ever say anything to Shaq if he hit you hard?
Ouch.
You never talk back to him?
No, because how he hits, you know, let's say someone like Yao or someone like Tim Duncan trying to come in there, the guards caught the same punishment, right? He couldn't control how hard he was hitting you, right? So it was like, ouch, that hurt.
You don't think he added a little more emphasis just to make sure that you didn't come back?
Yeah, no. When it came that first foul, no matter who came in there,
yeah.
And it seemed like, you know, like Derek Fisher and Kobe will open up for the drivers. They'll open up the lane for you to come in there. And you're like, oh, it looks so tempting. It looks so tempting.
Wait a minute. They were leading you to slaughter? Like they're going, go ahead, go in there.
It was part of their strategy. So like somebody like me, D-Wade, LeBron, let them come in here the first time. I'll hit them. And then from there, play regular defense.
Good to talk to you as always. Thanks for making time.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for having me.
That's Gilbert Arenas. The podcast is called Gil's Arena, hosted by Underdog Fantasy, live basketball show on YouTube, where as they like to point out, anything can happen, and it certainly did with Zion as he walks by, and you're like, hey, would you have brought up, so three former NBA players, would you have brought up what's going on social media with Zion? Would you have asked him about the women? He just had a baby, or his girlfriend did. You have another woman who was threatening to release a sex tape. I would think those guys could give you perspective. And maybe not to that degree because they probably didn't deal with social media, but just what you're going through and who you're going to run into and everybody knows where you are and how much you make. Yeah, Seton.
I think those are better questions for the student newspaper. Let them break that one.
So the Northwestern school newspaper, they can talk about that.
19-year-old, go ahead.
I think it would have been, you know what? If he's coming in, I would have asked that. If I'm an NBA player.
So what's new?
Hey, I've been reading about you on social
media. Hey, Zion, so what's new?
Yeah, how many likes do you have? Yes, Molly.
I probably would have said, Zion, you should not be in Vegas. This is the wrong time for you right now.
Yeah. If you're not doing well in New Orleans, you shouldn't be in Vegas. Let's take a break. Last call for phone calls, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow, right after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller. It would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up, and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Seton came in this morning. He goes, last night, had myself a big steak, had some wine, baked potato. And I go, so yes. What does that mean? You had steak and wine and mashed potato. He goes, yeah. My wife is out of town.
Yeah. They're still on vacation. I got home. I was like, you know what? I'm going to go get a big fat ribeye.
Good for you.
I'm going to make myself a baked potato. I'm going to have myself a glass of wine. It was great.
It is interesting what we do when our wives aren't around when it comes to eating.
Normally, I'd be, you know, a 12-pack of Bud Heavies in, and a pizza would be sitting there. So I felt very, I was like, you know what?
Okay.
Look who just grew up a little bit, huh? Look at this guy taking care of himself.
You're refined. I love it.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, Paul.
See, I'm a little bit the opposite of Seton. When my wife and kids, they'll say they're out of town, I'm more likely to go to the nearest Irish pub and do a four-hour session where I get a big old French onion soup, a huge burger, maybe some wings, and watch whatever sports are on TV without them thinking to myself, I got to be home pretty soon.
Mm. Yeah. But based on the pictures that you text us, that feels like what you do when they are there, too.
Yeah, it is.
That is true.
Kind of is.
Yeah. Yes, yes, Todd.
I'm all in on Seton, but at least he made the effort to make a steak and a baked potato. I'd get a large pizza, see if I could eat all 8 slices.
You would not have steak because who would cook the steak?
Yeah, you got to start figuring out how to marinate it or heat it up and all that, and there's an oven involved or whatever. I'm like, you know what?
You don't heat it up. You
well, whatever. Cook it. I just want you to give me as many slices of pizza as I can and a big cupcake.
Yes. Yes.
I think that's why I was so proud of myself. And I was just like, hell yeah, look at what I did. Because normally I don't cook for myself ever at all. Not one bit.
The ESPYs are tonight. Paulie wanted to play an ESPY game.
Okay.
Do we have enough time to play the ESPY game?
It's a very short game.
Okay.
Which athlete? Let's say there's an award for athlete of the year, like the athlete who had the best year on or off the court, and then the athlete who had the worst year on or off the court.
Okay. Give me your. For instance,
my example would be Caitlin Clark of Iowa. She's been pretty famous the past couple of years, but this year she really took over the sport of college basketball, so much so she lifted the sport of college basketball, women's college basketball, and really was the show of the entire tournament, men or women. And I'll bet you she's making a boatload. She's coming back. She kind of
But she lost.
Yeah, but her losing was a story almost more as much as LSU winning. I guess I would say what her level of famousness impact.
Okay, who had a bad off the court, off the field? Who would get the ESPY for?
It could be team, it could be executive, it could be anybody. I would say that the Cleveland Browns, they went from that lovable loser to, after signing Watson, they're kind of like almost defunct. We don't care about them. We don't really want them to win. And they have this weird image now.
Yes, Todd.
I had Caitlin also for best, for worst. I went Russell Wilson, both on and off the field. He just got beat up with commercials and bad performances.
That's fair.
Where's Russ been? Remember when he used to come on the show?
Yeah, he's always very busy.
What happened?
He's in the lab. He didn't have time for this.
He's doing push-ups on a plane. He's got all kinds of stuff going on.
I'll let him eat his Subway sandwich if he wants to.
Just go.
Let's fry. Anybody else got any suggestions with the ESPY game? Yes, yes, Eaton.
I had best, this might be recency bias, but best year, Shohei Ohtani.
Yep.
Dude broke the mold.
Yep.
He's doing things that nobody thought would
literally
be possible.
Literally broke the mold.
That people said probably won't happen again, and he's in complete control of his future.
Yep.
I don't know that you could do it better than that.
All right, who would be the bad?
I had two.
Okay.
I had the Sixers. I feel like the Philadelphia 76ers are just having a terrible run of years.
Part of the process.
Yeah, yeah. The process is just long defunct.
Yeah.
I was going to say Paige Buckets, too. Paige Beckers.
Oh.
She had a bad year, sort of like just by not being around. I know that she was hurt.
Yeah.
But the women's game really blew up, and some real superstars emerged where, you know, it used to be her name that you knew. Now you know 5 or 6, and she's probably somewhere between 4 to 6.
Yeah. Let's go around the room what we learned on the program. That's the ESPY game. Fritzy, what'd you learn?
You got so bored with the All-Star game yesterday, you tuned in for some of the PGA Live Tour Senate hearings.
Yes, I did.
What?
Yes, I did. Seton, what did you do?
Gilbert Arenas spent an unbelievable amount of money on a pool.
$700,000.
Oh,
Marvin?
Crap.
You think people on the web are smarter.
Well, obviously. Paulie?
C-SPAN Dan.
Yeah, that's me. Todd, what did I learn?
Gilbert Arenas told us Shaq would hit you extra hard when you drove the lane for the first foul to make you second guess going back in there ever again.
I like, did you say anything? And he went, ouch. Get fired up. It's epic. It's Traeger. The new Ironwood grill is loaded with enhanced features. Explore new flavors on the Flat Rock Flat Top Grill. It'll change your life. Literally. Traeger grills. Wood-fired flavor. Cooking is now easy. Start shopping and grilling. And go to Traeger.com. Have a great day, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The fully electric EQS sedan from Mercedes-Benz is innovation on a magnificent scale. Available with the epic 56-inch touch-sensitive hyperscreen. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQS.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.